This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I didn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another Section of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I hate technology. Don't you hate technology? You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can read the stories that we post up there on a regular basis. We got some great writers. Yeah, we got some not-so-great writers. Well, I write. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do. We got a lot of busy tonight. Seriously, David Bigo, the author of Devil at Our Doorstep, will join us here shortly after the first break. And we're going to discuss about some of the Trumpisms. Now, I know some of you guys are like a diehard Trump supporters, and I support our president as well. But come on, there's some things that he does. They're just, you know, they're minor temper tantrums on Twitter. There's no way around it. You got to deal with the reality of it. All right? So we'll talk a little bit about that and how that's going to affect him, how that's going to cause him some trouble. You know, they said that they got him to calm down a little bit about Jeff Sessions. You know, people have explained to him that you can't do you can't do a recess appointment with Sessions. He hasn't figured out yet. He's not the boss. The president is not a dictator. He's not the boss. He's got other people he has to deal with to get things done. So he's learning how to deal with that. Second hour, Andrea Kay is going to join me. Now, she's never been on the show before. She's been in the chat room, but she's never been on the show. She's got her own show. We're going to discuss some of the issues of the day, but then she's got a new TV show starting next week, or the week after next. We'll talk a little bit about that. And let me see. Third hour, David Fisher, one of my favorites, our regular on the show. Talk about your finances, where we're at, what it means, you know, because everybody screams. It's really funny. As the Dow drops, as the stock market drops, they all go nuts about how bad. Look at what Trump's doing. He's wreaking uncertainty among the markets. But when it goes up, when it surges, when it goes up, when people are doing well, see, it just took a little longer than we thought for Obama's processes to kick in. Remember that? Five years of Bushisms after Obama took office. 5 years. It was never his fault. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, we do some really crazy stories on the show. And we've done trans species, trans color, trans this, trans... We've done a lot of trans stuff. And I'm not, just get away from the transsexual stuff for a minute. I mean, seriously, trans species? What do we do? Trans limbers? Or I don't know. What, remember the guy? Transracial? Trans alien. That was the one, too. But see, my point is the trans people should be speaking up about this. Because at some point in time, it makes them look like idiots because everybody's out there saying, you know, I'm a trans blank. Fill in the blank. No sooner had I said that, we now have a story about a trans blind woman. What do you think of that? She identifies as blind. She uses chemicals to blind herself forever. Did you hear that? So it was the dying wall of common sense, right? Think about it. After seeing this video, you know, the writer says, I think I'm done with the internet for today. Probably forever at this point. Yeah, some of the things you see on the internet, just you look at and you play it over and over again. You go, this can't be real. I'm looking for the mirrors. I'm looking for, you know, this can't be right. So a woman would, now, the reason I somewhat believe this is we did the one about the guy who actually found a doctor to cut off a perfectly good limb. And it wasn't that the limb was causing him pain. It was just that his brain was telling him he wasn't supposed to be born with that limb. Come on, let that sink in for a second. So because his brain was telling him that, it must be true. Because we can't have any problems between the ears, right? A woman with perfect sight claims she identified as a blind person and felt like it was just, she was just supposed to be blind. She labeled herself as trans blind and began living her life as if she was without sight. You know, somebody asked a question too. At what point? Now, see, I kind of understand the trans people, transgender people, not wanting to label this as anything. Because if they try to label every other trans situation, trans blank, then they think they're going to turn it on themselves. But this is what the left gets for letting this stuff run crazy, run absurd. Remember that trans alien person we showed pictures of, we talked about? If you think about that, how did he find a doctor to do the plastic surgery on him? That doctor should have turned him over to a shrink. Seriously, says that he was dropped here by aliens. He's truly an alien, not a human. So he liked the plastic. Well, in that case, how did the doctor do surgery on him? Did he have two hearts or three hearts? Did he have a heart at all? I wonder what color his blood was. You think it was like Spock? You think it was green? Right? He had like three or four livers. No kidneys because they don't need them. I mean, seriously. When is the doctors, when does the medical world step in and the training people step in and go, this ain't right. No. Never. Never. Because the left wants no boundaries. No physical boundaries and no mental boundaries. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. David Vigo joins me after the break. Author of Devil at Our Doorstep. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. Remember, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Let's get their heart pumping. Let's get them crazy. Because I want them to hear things that they just can't wipe out of their head. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and, you know, texting and tweeting. Head up to Facebook. We've got a live feed going on up there, a live video feed, and it's a chat room, I guess, or whatever you want to call it. Chat room is what they used to call it. I know, they don't call it that anymore. I realize that. Okay. So anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Let's bring in our good friend David Bigo, author of Devil at Our Doorstep, and how he fought and won the SEIU, a very successful, caring businessman. I love having him on the show with me. David, thanks for being with me tonight.
Well, thanks for having me on, Joe. I appreciate it, and I appreciate what you do.
Well, thank you. That's great coming from you. I want to take a look at what's been going on with Donald Trump the last couple of days. Well, President Trump, I want to give him respect he's due. And the presidency, you get respect. But the tweets that he's putting out there, and I realize that Sessions is not an employee. And I think this is where he's going sideways. He doesn't realize these aren't all employees. The senators, the congressmen, they're not all employees. They're not outside vendors that you can replace. And I think you and I talked about this. This was one of the problems he was going to have, is not understanding the hierarchy. Do you see that coming into play now? You kind of see the underlying tone of he can't get done what he wants to get done because he just really doesn't know how to yank the political people around?
Yeah, he doesn't understand that, he has to be a professional about this, and, he can't use his normal management style. He's got to be professional about it, and he's got to get these people together and on his side, and if he's got a problem with them, and Joe, I'll tell you how I do it. If I've got an employee or somebody that works for me that I'm having a problem with, I don't tweet or, make them look bad out in public or anything like that. I call them in, and we sit down in my office, and we have a conversation. And, we go through what's going on and what needs to be done. And if the person is not comfortable with where we're going on that, and I say, well, that's fine. If you don't want to be with us, I understand. But this is the direction we're going in, and we need your help getting there. And, I'm going to be honest with you. 9 times out of 10, we come together on things, and we get it done. Every once in a while, we'll have somebody say, well, I want to go someplace else. But I think you have to approach it in that manner.
Oh, yeah. He's got to, I don't want to say soften it, because that's not really what I mean, but it's got to be a team effort. He's got to find out where the hole is and where he's not, because he's not connecting with some of these people. It's quite obvious, don't you think?
Oh, and he's not at all. And, there was an article that came out the other day that his people were saying basically he needs to back off and, work with people and start all this stuff. And he's just not doing it.
I don't think he knows how, though. I mean, in the business he's in, the business that he was in, being a developer and what have you, don't you think it was a matter of you lay out the project, you lay out the plan, this is how you want it to go. He puts the right people in place, and basically he can watch by the numbers. He can watch by the milestones. He can watch what's going on in the project, right, based on the original plan, can't he?
Yeah, he can, and, he is used to negotiating and beating his head against people that are, pushing back awful hard in that. And, in some areas you can do that. I've had to do it, with some people that we've done business with and unions and that. But at the same time, I've learned along the way, you have to learn how to develop relationships and get people to understand where you're going and what your objectives are and get them on your side. And I just think he really struggles doing that.
Yeah, I really, but do you believe he's got some valid points, we'll say, with Sessions? I mean, Sessions recusing himself, maybe he should have told the president what he had in mind. Maybe he should have told him what his game plan was going to be and how he's going to approach. I'm confused as to why he doesn't have some more of these investigations going on to tie up the email server, to tie up why Obama was sending money to countries we didn't owe money to. I mean, all these things. I'm curious why we're not looking into them, or am I off?
No, I think you should. But, here's the problem. He is making this a showplace, and he is putting it out in front of the public and everything like that. And, again, if I was the president, I would work behind the scenes with these people, and I'd sit them down and talk to them, say, this is where we need to go with this. I need you to do this. If you have a problem with this, tell me what your problem is, and let's discuss this. And let's see if we can find a way to make this work and get this done. And I think he makes it such a contentious thing that these people back off and are causing problems.
Scaramucci. Is he going to get worse or better? Is he going to be able to pull himself back because that tirade that he came off with, I don't know what made him think something that volatile with the way these people feel about the president, wasn't going to go anywhere.
Yeah, again, you know, he hires a person like that, and I find that interesting. That's not the type of business person I am. I don't believe in that. Even when I dealt with the unions and that, I didn't stand up and scream at people and yell at people on that. I just sat down with them across the table and say, this is where we need to be. This is where we need to go. And, you know, if they brought up things that I didn't agree with, I would say, no, you know, you can keep pushing that, but I'm not going to agree to that. And, you know, I talked about it in this type of voice, but I was firm and they knew I was firm about it. And that would pass, and we move on to the next thing.
Yeah, it is about conversation. I've got a funny feeling that, and it's not that he just goes off half cocked. I don't believe that. I think he gets irritated that they're not moving forward, things are not happening the way they're supposed to, and he doesn't understand it. He doesn't understand why these things just can't be done, carried out, and they can't move forward. Or am I oversimplifying?
Well, it is tougher when you're in politics because you got to get people on your side, and that's the other thing that I think he needs to do. He has to spend time bringing the Republican Party together and conservatives together and getting everybody on the same track. It's like Obamacare, you know. It's crazy that it's gone down so many different tracks and we haven't made any progress on it. And I don't think he has spent the time really getting these people together and getting in their heads in a professional, passive way. Because some of these people, they're going to just stand up and say, you know, I don't like where you're going with this and all that, especially when he kind of hammers this point home. And here's what I tell people all the time. You know, if you can't get people to understand what you're talking about by going in the front door, you need to figure out how to get in the side door or the back door. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no kidding. You got to reach people where they're at. Listen, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more about this. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. My guest, David Vigo, author of Devil at Our Doorstop, will return with us in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been
one on each side. David, we're supposed to be
Joe, you've been drinking.
We're supposed to team up. No, I haven't had enough coffee. It's a problem.
Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands. Nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality
you should expect from a professional
screen printing company.
You know, I'm thinking about the stuff that's coming out from 100 million miles. You know,
we guarantee
I was in the technology business for years, you know that.
800-462-0002 for a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at galaxyquestbooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. galaxyquestbooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive.
We are back.
To my video game.
You better be American. You're looking to buy an American name. We had a whole American made week. I think it was last week or the week before when the president, I know some of you are going to, don't even write me. I know some of this stuff is made in China. I don't, write him a letter. Maybe he'll respond to you. Okay. But anyhow, yeah, we want stuff made here. We want stuff made in this country. We want good quality products made here by Americans. And if that's a nationalist attitude, then so be it. I have a nationalist attitude. Okay. I want our people working. I want them. Look, you can't help anybody else out. We can't help people out in other countries, in other areas, if we can't take care of ourselves. If we can't feed our own, what kind of sense does it make to try to feed those people overseas? To me, it doesn't make any. So I realize that our poorest, you know, the poorest of the poor we have here don't have it anywhere near as bad as they do in other countries, but we need to pull them out. We need to help them get out of the situation they're in. Then we can help out others. Anyway, David Bigo joins me, author of Devil at Our Doorstep. I know, I said stop last time. I'm so sorry. But the Devil at Our Doorstep, how he fought and won the SEIU for all the right reasons, not because he hates unions. I love when people write me and go, you know, yeah, businessmen don't like unions because they can't make as much money. No, that's not true. Actually, the employee makes less money under those conditions in most cases. David, thanks for joining me.
Well, thanks for having me on. And, Joe, I'd like to interject here just a minute. I told you that I lost a good friend here in Indianapolis, Deputy Chief Waters, in charge of investigations for the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department. And I just had a person send me a video of him being on TV, or people talking about him on TV, and it was so sad to see him standing there, but I have to tell you, there was a, I think, you know, we also own Maple Creek Country Club in Indianapolis, which, the SEIU, when they attacked me, they did rallies, along the, outside of the golf course, and even walked in on the 10th fairway and putting greens and stuff like that. James was the assistant chief of police for the Indianapolis Police Department, and the chief of police was a black gentleman from Maryland. And James he loved to come out to Maple Creek for dinner, and he had this gentleman out for dinner one night, and this chief of police, you know, we talked about the crab cakes we had for appetizer, and he says, no, there's no good crab cakes in the Midwest. And I ordered some anyway, and they brought them out and set them on the table. And this chief of police looked at those, and he kept looking at them. I said, "Would you like one, sir?" And he goes, "Yes." So I gave him one. And our chef, he serves it on a bed of Midwest cream-style corn. And this chief of police took one bite, and it's just like he couldn't eat the rest of it fast enough. And the reason I'm telling you this and your listeners this is because on this video, this chief of police was talking about James and how the both of them love Maple Creek and the crab cakes. I mean, he was thinking about the days that he enjoyed being with James at Maple Creek.
That's cool.
Can you believe
that's
that?
That's really cool.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. You know,
yeah.
It's always tough when you lose a friend like that. You lose him, them unexpectedly. Always a shock to the system. But you know what? It might be hard for you. If you don't want to do it, you don't have to. But take a minute. You were telling me during one of the breaks what he did for the kids. We need more people like him. We need more people involved in the community. You don't have to be a chief of police to do it. He just happened to be. Tell us a little bit about your friend.
Well, at the time, he was commander of the east side of Indianapolis, where Maple Creek Country Club is. And he came across a game. You've heard of Jeopardy game on TV and that.
Yeah.
And this was juvenile Jeopardy, just. The game was designed, and they would put it up on big screens. And they'd actually have two screens, and they'd have a stand of kids on one side and a stand of kids on the other side. And it would put up a video or a picture and then ask the kids questions, what would you do in this particular instance? And it would teach kids, and it was designed, honestly, for kids in the inner city and that who, weren't getting the direction from their parents and stuff like that, how to make the right decisions in life. And he needed a fairly large investment to get this, and my company, we gave him that investment so they could get it. And actually displayed it at the Eastside YMCA here in Indianapolis on the first time, and I was there that night. And watching these kids stand there as a group, competing against each other, and looking at these and making the right decisions, it was unbelievable how much they learned in that. You know, it was about an hour game, and I just couldn't believe it. And he spread this thing all over Indianapolis, all sides of Indianapolis, to help kids at all levels make better decisions. And it's helped. It's reduced the amount of problems we've had with kids in the city.
Yeah, you know what? People are going to discount what I'm going to say, but it doesn't take much. It doesn't take much to show a group of kids an area, a community that you care, to reach out, to work with them, and show those kids that there's a better life out there for them and how they can get to it. And it doesn't matter where they're at and what they believe they're stuck in. They don't have to be. There's always a way out. I don't care where you come from. There's always a way out. There's always a better life out there for you, right?
Well, there is. And, and many times, and as you know, in many areas, and this goes back to the Johnson area, President Johnson area, when they wanted to go to all the entitlement programs and everything, and we got a lot of parents that don't want to work and they don't do the right things, and their kids suffer because of it. And instead of teaching kids how to be dependent and be go out and work hard and persistent and do things like that, they want to sit back and do nothing. And a lot of these parents have drug problems and stuff like that. And he was trying to fight this thing, because one of the things he told me about crime in the city of Indianapolis, he says, "Dave, 90% of the crimes that we have in the city are drug related." And you think about this, the Obama administration, they kept the borders open all the time and let drugs flow across, and their entitlement programs to keep people on welfare on that instead of going out and working hard and persevering and all that. And this guy, James Waters, understood that, and he was trying to teach kids how to do these things.
Yeah, again, as you just said, and as I said, it's just a matter of engaging. You got to get out of your comfort zone, and you got to simply engage. It's really that easy. You know, the Obama administration sent $7 billion. They actually set aside for inner city schools, you know, to put a project together so that those kids would do better. They'd be able to graduate better. They'd have more available to them in education. It failed miserably because they're doing the same thing they've been doing since the 60s. Nothing has changed. They're really not doing what these kids need to do to get them out of the situations they're in. I'm always right. amazed by that, you know? It's just amazing. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, the video I just told you about Chief Waters was on the local Fox News station here.
Yeah, we'll have to pump it up later on. I'll have my producer get a link to it from you, and we'll do something with it. So
I'll email it to you. Okay.
Yeah. Oh no, that would be great. So, you know, now you got me going. I'm thinking about my now everything's running around in my head. Thanks for that. So I'm having a senior moment. I forgot. Okay, now I just insulted all the seniors that listen to the show. I'm having a senior moment. I forgot what I was going to say. But hey, you know, a few weeks ago we had your buddy on that has that game right on.
Oh, Todd. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was pretty cool. I really enjoyed it. We're actually going to play it with the neighbors here one of these days to see how much we can beat up on the far left loons. You know, it's just amazing. Hey. I was going to ask you about the, you know, Apple building the plant. Now, we only have a couple of minutes here, but you know, everybody's saying, it's not a big deal. You know, people on the left anyway. It's not a big deal. Manufacturing jobs are coming back anyhow. But for Apple to produce their product in this country, that's a major deal, isn't it?
I think it's good. I really do. And, you know, in fact, I saw that there's a big Chinese company that's going to put a huge plant up in Wisconsin. And, you know, that's good that, and I think people are missing this behind the scene. Trump is doing some things that's encouraging business to come back to the United States and do things like that. And he's also behind the scenes with labor laws, you know, National Labor Relations Board and all that to reduce the union influence and allow businesses to come back here and be productive.
David, we've got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. We'll be back in a minute.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Pleasure to have you with me. And I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to bring my guest right back on, David Bego, author of Devil at Our Doorstep. That's the second book, and it's all about his fight with the SEIU. And I tell people about this all the time, and about the issues that you ran into, what they did to you in your business, but you were willing to fight them and fight them all the way through because you didn't like the way they went about it. And it wasn't that you didn't want to have a union in your business necessarily, but it was because you knew the way they were going about it was wrong. And I hate to tell you people this, but a union doesn't necessarily make it better for employees. Again, Dave, thanks for being with me.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that, and it's true. I don't know if, Joe, you and your listeners know this, but California has recently passed a bill that requires all businesses to provide provide unions with their employees' information, and you know, that's their contact information, their home addresses, and stuff like that. And Joe, this is basically what was in the neutrality agreement the SEIU wanted me to sign. I had to give out that information so they could go out and force unionize them through card check, and that's what they're setting up in California. And this is sad that businesses out there are going to have to provide their employees' information.
Oh, David, that's not all. They are so out of control in Sacramento, and as far as taxes go, what they're trying to nail us with. The governor thinks that we're that people in California that don't want to, not even just refuse to, but don't want to pay more in taxes are being selfish and self-centered. You know, they're passing things up there on a regular basis where illegals basically go to school for less money than legal citizens who have been paying taxes for years. They've just extended the cap and trade, which is going to gouge us again. Yeah, I think it's in the next, 17, 20, in the next 3 to 5 years, gas is going to go up 62 cents a gallon just tax-wise on one tax that they have and another 12 to 15 cents on another tax that they have. It's getting out of hand here. I mean, the employees are going to be raised 2.8% on their payroll taxes, and the employer is going to pay another 7% on his. How do you think that's going to do for business?
Well, it's going to hurt business, and it's going to cost jobs, and, you know, but here, what this is all about is the unions control the Democratic Party in California, and they're the ones that are, you know, pushing these bills to go through and that, and it's also that they can force unionized people, and they can get government subsidies all the time.
Yeah, it is amazing. You know, everybody's, I don't know what your thought, I didn't run this by you yet, but I did the story the other night and I saw another update on it today. Everybody loves this guy, Elon Musk. They just think he's wonderful. You know, he's an immigrant that came here and look how successful he's been. And I started looking at the numbers and not that he's doing anything legally wrong. He is working the system. The man doesn't do anything unless there's a grant behind it, unless there's federal money behind it, unless he can get help with the federal government. And it was a story about his on the Tesla cars that he gets $7,500 a piece for them in government subsidies. And there's a tiered system. So as time goes out and he hits so many cars. So after 200,000 cars are sold, I think it drops down to like $4,800. But my bottom line was he got all millions and millions of dollars to do research and development. I don't know if you agree with me or not. How is that entrepreneurship? He's using somebody else's money.
Well, that's exactly right, and too many, especially on the you know, on the left, on the Democratic side, and I'm not saying all Democrats are bad. I think there's the far left that's really, you know, promoting and driving all this stuff. Is that they're doing these things and they want to use government to control things and do things, and they're doing this for people to get them on their sides and get their votes so they can take over.
Yeah, I agree with you. I've been saying for a long time, it's not equality they want. It's control that they want. I don't buy for a minute that they want equality. So
no, they don't. And here's the thing. You know, they talk about, oh, we're going to do good things for people, and we're going to take care of people and all this. And that is all just rhetoric so they can get people brainwashed and on their side and get them to vote for them and support them.
Well, yeah, because they're for the people. Their new slogan, I even joked about this the other night. I'm saying, look, they say their new slogan is like Papa John's. I said, no, actually, their new slogan has as much weight as the GOP slogan, right? I mean, smaller government, less taxes. Haven't seen any of it, don't know what it means, and don't know any of them that could spew that back. So you got to have a feeling about this one. I say the GOP true colors just showed. Has been showing for the last 5 to 7 days, big time, right? So it's like being a Christian at church on Sunday. It's real easy. It's a slam dunk. You can even do it after a few drinks, right? Everybody's there. Everybody's on the same side. Everybody's doing the same thing. But my God, when you're out there on Monday, what are you going to do Monday through Friday? So these guys all of a sudden have the ability to pass this. They've got the ability to make it happen. And what do? They balk on it. They never had any intention of doing this, did they?
No, and the whole thing is that they're afraid if they do some of these things that they're going to lose votes and they're not going to get reelected. So they're trying to play the middle ground all the time so that they can keep people in place to vote for them so they can stay in office and enjoy the lifestyle in Washington, D.C. And the truth is, Joe, and I tell people this all the time, is we need term limits. And a lot of people say, yeah, that's not good because you have good people that need to stay there. And my philosophy on that is that, you know, if you have term limits, we'll have good people that go there and yep. do their job for America, and they'll go back to the private workforce.
Yep. We just did the Schumer piece of the night where we trace his job history back. Apparently, he stopped working back in 1975 when he first got elected to the New York Senate or the New York Assembly. So he has been living off of taxpayer dollars since 1975, almost 50 years.
Yeah.
There's no sense of reality.
Well, I have to tell you this, and this is on the Republican side. I was talking to a congressman that I know pretty well, and in fact, I was having breakfast with him, and I said, you know, we need term limits. And he looked at me, he says, Dave, no, he says, we can't have term limits. I don't know what I'd do in the private workforce. And I knew this guy pretty well. I knew his background. I looked at him, I said, you have a law degree. You could be an attorney in the private workforce. And Joe, he just looked at me. He couldn't even talk. And this is the problem, is that, you know, the lifestyle and the income and, you know, the retirement benefits and all that stuff that they get, you know, they don't want to give that up. And that's the problem we have.
No kidding. No, seriously, once they get in there, the perks that they get, the money. Look at Maxine Waters, $6 million home. I mean, you're a successful businessman and all that, and she doesn't even balk at it. What does she make? $180K a year? Plus a few perks and Betty's. I'm going to go down to the bank and say, listen, I make $170 a year. Can I buy her house? They're going to laugh at me. Right? I mean,
it's all the money you get during, you know, when you're running for things. And, you know, they don't want to be in the private workforce. It's, they don't have to work that hard in politics, and they make a lot of money.
Well, so there was an investigative reporter that started working on some of her stuff and found out that she owed her daughter $100,000 when they looked down the list of what. So she was paying her daughter to do some graphics work and some other work for her. And you're thinking, wow, what other families? You know, we had a congressman here local to me years back, and everybody in his family was employed by the campaign. Every one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you say to yourself, this is how they make their money. Because there's no way that money just stays in that household, right? It's going to come back around at some point in time to help out mommy and daddy or whoever's running, whoever's the elected official.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And, you know, it's sad, Joe. We've got to change what's going on in this country.
I don't know how we're going to do
it. Well, I'm hoping Trump is as he moves along, and he is getting some things done behind the scenes, like I said, with the immigration, with the labor and stuff like that, that's moving forward, business forward. But he needs to be professional and continue to do some things, and I think we can get there. I think we can turn things around. But he's gonna have to cool it down, and I believe he needs to quit tweeting.
Yeah, I wish he would tweet properly. I really do. I don't have a problem with him. Hey, I just met with A, B, C, and D. We've got great things going on. We're going to meet again in a month, and I think we're moving towards, you know, bringing a plant to Wisconsin or whatever it is, you know, bringing an apple plant. I think those are great tweets. Those would be great ways to get the message out in a positive way. But the stuff that he puts out on Sessions and others, it's like, dude, back off, back down. There's other ways to take care of this. And you're just throwing fuel on the fire. That's the problem for me, anyhow.
Well, you're exactly right, and he needs some people to, you know, be firm enough to sit down and talk to him face to face and get him on the right track on some of this stuff.
David, the hearts and prayers go out to your friend and his family and that kind of thing. I can only imagine what that's like for the family. And tell people where they get a copy of your book.
They can go to thedevilatourdoorstep.com and they can get my book at a discount, and they can also, I stopped writing my blogs about a year ago, but I'm going to be honest, Joe, I'm thinking about having the guy that helped me write the book put my blogs together into a book. I think it would help wake up America.
You're right. All right, we got to get rolling here, but thanks so much for being with me tonight. I appreciate your time. Don't go far, people. Andrea Kay joins me in the next hour. She's got a new show coming up as well. Got a lot of things going on. Heat up your coffee and hurry and come back. We'll be back in a few minutes.